And one of the things that I loved watching was they were like, I am going to be excellent at what I do. I'm going to know every single area of what I need to know for me to be the most effective on my job. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing their greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hey, sis, I am so grateful for you journeying along with me on this amazing journey for you to be seen, heard, and valued for the great work, the greatest work that you do for your organization. And so what I want you to recognize right away is you are a force within your organization, and you are worthy enough to shine your light. Shine a light, shine a light. Shine a light. I know it's an old song, but it's a good song. But I want you to understand that you are a force to be reckoned with. And the only reason why you don't believe that is because you don't really know who you are. You don't really know what you bring to the organization. You haven't taken time to assess the amazing qualities that you bring to your organization. Most of us haven't taken time to really know all of the authority that we have. That could be some of the things, the qualifications. You take the time to do this when you write out your resume, when you fill in your LinkedIn page, or you're writing a bio. You might take the time to do that, but often you're not really writing down all of the authority that you've collected during the time that you have been working in your organization. Again, the Rise with Diana podcast and our Rise with Diana community, our Rise Advocates Academy, is specifically geared for corporate women who've had some success. You know, this ain't your first rodeo. You've been at this for a minute, but you fell asleep and you forgot who you were. And some of you never knew who you really were in the first place. And I'm just going to go off and say, this has a lot to do with this thing called imposter syndrome. But that's not the conversation for today. That'll be another podcast. But this podcast is designed for you to recognize the amazing force that you are within your organization. Now, I want to share with you that the thing that got me thinking about this is because I was watching The Matrix. How many of you guys have seen The Matrix? It's like back from 1999. Keanu Reeves, right? Lawrence Fishburne. All of these amazing actors and actresses came together to create this movie that is so profound. And it was from 1999. Do, 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 do. That's Prince, by the way. But it was made in 1999, and it's called The Matrix. And I will say a lot of you guys are Leo, right? Do you remember Leo? Leo was just living his life. You know, he was living his life, doing the things until he got this little call called, follow the white rabbit. For those of you who remember The Matrix, I know y'all gonna be watching The Matrix after you listen to this. But he decided to listen to that voice that was calling him to go ahead and follow the rabbit. And it leads all the way to Lawrence Fishburne telling him, do you want the red pill or do you want the green pill? Right? And to be honest with y'all, I cannot remember which pill is which. But all I'm saying is I'm offering you the pill for you to be able to wake up and recognize the amazing force that you are. Y'all have been sleepwalking in corporate America. You've been swallowing the wrong pill. You've been drinking from the wrong faucet, right? I don't even know if that is not even relevant, Diana. You got something in your water bottle that's you're drinking. It ain't making you realize that you are a recognized force within your organization. So let me just go back to the Keanu Reeves kind of, you know, Matrix movie for a minute. You know, he was, when he first took the pill that made him wake up, he had to do some training. He had to undo and unlearn a lot of what he learned when he was sleeping, which served him well during that time, but it didn't serve him well when he realized the powerful force that he was. And he had all these people rooting for him because they knew that he had some special gifts. But Keanu is no different than you. But I'm just going to tell you, you have to start to wake up first and say, I am going to wake up to the amazing force that I am. Say it. I am going to wake up. I'm going to wake up to the amazing force that I am. Yes, you are that amazing, right? And if there's anything you need to know that. I need to give you guys a special pin, a jacket, some earrings, like something to put in your hair. I don't know, something to be able to look at when you drive in your car on the way to work or right before you get on that Zoom call that just says that. But what I want to do today is because you know, y'all know I'd be talking, putting all this flavor in your ear, but I want to give you some things for you to think about, See, I've done enough personal development coaching, leadership coaching, to recognize who I am, to recognize that I am amazing, to recognize that I am abundant, to understand who I am and whose I am. Let me tell you whose I am. My origin story is God. My origin story is my life was designed way before I got here. And so in order for me to understand who I am, I go back to the origin of who I am. There's nothing in this outside world that can give me indication of my greatest, most valuable asset, the essence of who I am, my core, but my relationship with God, right? It's this understanding that the more that I meditate, the more that I think about who I am, not by what the world defines to me, not by that box that I had to check when I was applying for a job, which y'all know are not going to let that limit you anymore because you've been listening to my podcast. It's because I know innately who I am. I'm that powerful because I say I'm powerful. I'm that powerful because I connect to the God of the universe that gives me the power, the belief, the faith to know that I am worthy of that. So I want to give you some steps. Because all of the things I'm saying will apply to your work so that you can be the recognized force. But there's a few things that you need to know. First, yes, you do need to know who you are. You do need to know whose you are. You do need to understand all of the beautiful assets that you bring to the organization, right? And if you can spend some time going through some of the podcasts, and I'm going to list them in the show notes for you to be able to do that. But the first thing I want you to know in order for this podcast, for you to be the recognized force in your corporate position now, is you need to know your work. You need to know, you need to be the excellent worker at your job. Like, people will be like, you know what? Diana is on this job. She is amazing. Why? Because I know what the heck I'm doing, right? I need you to spend time knowing your area of expertise. Know that area. You know, I'm going to tell you, I was thinking about this movie, Hidden Figures. I don't know if you guys ever saw that movie, Hidden Figures. And it was about three Black women who were at NASA, who never really got recognition. Taraji P. Henson's in it. I have to think of some of the other actresses that are in it. But they did all of this amazing thing at NASA, but never, ever got recognition because they were Black women. And one of the things that I loved watching was they were like, I am going to be excellent at what I do. I'm going to know every single area of what I need to know for me to be the most effective on my job, right? This is what they did, and they did it well. If you want to get inspired, you want to get encouraged about how you should know your stuff and be really good at what you do, watch that movie, Hidden Figures, right? So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to know your area of work. Do your research about what you do and know how to excel at what you do. Know your area of expertise better than anyone else, right? Because I want you to be about excellence, not perfectionism. Go back and listen to that podcast about perfectionism. I'm not expecting you to be perfectionist. I want you to be excellent. Know your area of work. Okay. Second, in order to be the recognized force on your job, I need you to know your direct report. What? My direct report? What? Why? Because here's the thing, and this is something I recognized a long, long time ago. As an athlete, you know, when I was at University of Toledo, I knew what we needed in order to excel and win. Right? I knew what we needed. I needed to know like what my coach wanted, right? I also knew like what my teachers wanted, right? I knew why, because it's really, really important to know what it is your direct report needs in order to operate your area of work. And the reason is because you can help be a problem solver for your direct report. And I want to read this to you because I wrote this down. I think it's pretty good. When you get to know your direct report and the role that they have, and you do your homework, you understand how to be a valuable contributor at your organization, right? I want you to get out of your comfort zone, right? And I want you to see what they do so that you can have empathy, you can have compassion, and you can bring value to them that makes them go, wow. You know, she's pretty good. And it's not like, because some of you are like, I'm not into kissing some. I'm not asking you to kiss anyone's butt. I'm not asking you to do all of that stuff, because that's just kind of like, that's not something that has a high degree of integrity, right? We're about integrity. We're about excellence. We're about doing good quality work, right? And the one thing that you need to do is just understand your direct report's pain points and the issues associated with that position. Be a helper, right? Share your innovative ideas that help reduce your direct report's pain, right? Beautiful. That's how you be a recognized force within your organization, okay? Third, last thing, you know, I like me some threes, right? Know your next. Know your next. That's the third point. What is that? Determine what your next is, either at the company that you're at or at the next two levels up, right? And what you need to get there. You need to go back into defining what are the things that you need, what are the skills you need. What are the personal development qualities and attributes that you need to work on, right? What is it that you need? You have to do your research, right? You have to look at what are the opportunities that you see for yourself. Then you can share this with your direct report, because here's the thing. When you gain the ear, you gain the trust of your direct report or those in leadership. You need to be ready to share what it is that where you see yourself. Because when you are a recognized force, you know whose you are, you know who you are, you know your work, you know where you want to go, you have a vision for yourself, and the company's going to see, we need someone like you in leadership, because you have vision, you have foresight, you speak up and you share your thoughts and ideas without someone asking you. Because sometimes, ladies, we get upset because you want someone to do something, but you think people are supposed to read your mind. No one is a mind reader. You can't get mad at someone not doing something for you when you don't express it. And some of you are saying, well, I do express it. I do express it. I do express it. Well, then we need to come in with a different way of approaching the way we are expressing ourselves. I'm not asking you to dumb yourself down. I'm not asking you to not be emotional. Like some of you might think of, oh, these stereotypes come up. I need you to be confident. I need you to believe, like Leo, that you deserve to be the recognized force that you are. It all comes back to a belief system. It all comes back to this unstoppable mentality that I am valued, not by what someone says, by the way I look, my educational degree, or by any outside factor, but because I know whose I am. I know what I bring to the organization, and that you are the recognized force, right? You are Leo. You are your own name. Whatever that is, I am. Say, I am that person. I am that person. Because when we are really following that type of path, that type of trajectory, this job that you're in is merely a part of your mission. It's a part of your overall tapestry of what God put in you to do. And you can do that at this job. You can do that at another job. You can do it anywhere, but you've got to start here. Let's start here, okay? Let's review. Know your work. Be excellent at it. That's number one. Know your work. Be excellent at it. Number two, know your direct report's pain points. Be a valuable contributor to lessen the pain that they have, okay? Number three, know your next. Understand what it is. Have vision about what you see for yourself and how it fits into your organization, or a couple levels up. Why not? Go for it. Now, what's stopping you? Some of you are like, this is a lot of hard work. I don't know how to do this. Well, I'm going to tell you, this is where we come in, right? This is what we do with Rise with Diana. This is what we do at the Rise Advocates Academy, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to take the time to take the quiz. Why am I not getting promoted quiz? Take that quiz and you're going to get clues on 1, 2, 3 action steps that you're going to want to need to take so that you can get promoted and be ready to be the recognized force within your organization. For some reason, I feel like I should end this podcast with like some kind of like Star Trek or something. Dun, da, dun, 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 da, da. I know that's not very good, but I'm just saying, I think that would be appropriate for us to end with that kind of music for you to be the recognized force for who you are in your organization. I believe in you. I want you to believe in you. And together, we can rise. Okay? So, hey, I'd love to hear from you. How was this podcast for you? Does it resonate with you? I want you to share it. Share it with your colleagues. Share it with your friends. If you are in an organization and you are leading, you're already at a position where you can share this type of information with your team, do it. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a shout out. Like, subscribe, all the things. All right. Can we all just say thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark, from Level 2 Audio for putting this audio together. And we also have video if you want to go to YouTube and watch it live. All right, y'all take care. I'll see you next time. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.